Mark 1, verses 1 through 8, these are God's words. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." John came, baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Then all the land of Judea and those from Jerusalem went out to him and were all baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and with a leather belt round his waist. And he ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "There comes one after me, who is mightier than I, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to stoop down and loose. I indeed baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." So far the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. Mark lets us know what his book is to be received as, what kind of writing it is, right from the first words of his book. It's the shortest gospel, it's the fastest paced gospel. And he gets straight to the point. He says, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That this book is to be read as good news, and it's to be read as good news, not of what we can do. But it's good news that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. It's good news that the Lord God became a man, that he might be the anointed one through whom God saves his people. That's what the baptizer was doing. He was preparing the way for God the Son, the Christ, who is coming to save his people. And so it says John came baptizing in the wilderness, but you probably noticed that in connection with the morning sermon this week, he didn't just come baptizing in the wilderness, he came preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. So he was preaching that we needed to be cleansed. He was preaching that we needed to turn from our sin, and he was preaching that those who turn from their sin will be forgiven for their sin. And this is how he preached it. He says, he preached, verse 7, "There comes one after me who is mightier than I." And then he says, basically, which is a massive understatement, "whose sandal strap I am not worthy to stoop down and loose." So he's not like, "I'm pretty mighty preacher, but the one who's coming is even mightier than I am." No, he's saying, the one who's coming is able to do what my baptism says we need. I preach a baptism of needed repentance, and that everyone who repents from his sin will be forgiven for his sin. The problem is that John's preaching can't give them repentance. And John's pouring, which we know that that's what it was from verse 8, can't give them repentance. It was the one for whom John was preparing that could give them the repentance. They needed repentance. They couldn't give it to themselves. John was pouring water that said they needed it. And yet he said, the water itself says, don't hope in me or what has happened here at the Jordan. Hope in the one who is coming after me. Because I indeed baptized you with water. Could that wash away their sin? Can water wash away sin, Sophia? Of course not. But he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And so, yes, Mark is going to tell all about how Jesus came and he announced the coming of the kingdom, and he himself died a sacrificial death and bore God's wrath for our sin. He came to seek and to save that which was lost, and he fulfilled his mission. He saved us, and he rose again from the dead. Mark's going to tell us all about that. But even from the beginning of the Gospel of Mark, part of the good news that he's preaching is that the Jesus who accomplished our redemption in his life and death and resurrection applies that redemption by pouring out his Holy Spirit, by giving us the repentance that we need and the faith that corresponds to it. Repentance, the turning from the sin. Faith, the turning to Jesus. Both always happen simultaneously in the person, although it's only through faith and not repentance, only through faith that you are joined to Jesus, and that everyone who receives this repentance, that always has this faith with it, who receives this repentance and this faith, that they are forgiven of their sins because they receive it from Jesus by his Spirit. And the same Jesus who has paid for our sin and earned our heaven, so that when he baptizes with his Spirit, he makes you alive to give you faith, to trust in him, to give you repentance, to turn from your sin. And that's good news. The good news is not what we can do. The good news is what Jesus has done and what he is doing and what he will do in the last day when he returns as the judge and acquits, declares not guilty, and pronounces the sentence of perfect blessedness forever upon the not guilty ones. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is the news that makes all other news good for you if you have Christ. And that if you don't have Christ, then there is no other good news. Everything else is bad news for you if you don't have Christ. But praise God. This is the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that on this Lord's Day you have given for me and for my family to come together and to worship you in the end of the day in this portion of your word in which you have announced to us the good news of your Son, who has taken upon himself our sin and has absorbed all the wrath, endured all the wrath that we deserve, so that you are entirely propitious, favorable towards us, because he has taken all of the disfavor, the curse, the hell. And we thank you that he who has done this is still working, is still baptizing, pouring out his Spirit, who is able actually to wash our sins away by giving us faith in Jesus. And so we pray that you would continue to work in us by your Spirit to stir up and strengthen and grow our faith in Christ, that we would grow by the grace of Christ and the knowing of Christ that your Spirit gives us. Keep giving us more faith. Keep giving us more repentance, we pray. Thank you that we know that you have already given us completely forgiveness of sins and finished that work that you have begun by your Spirit, by the same work of the same Spirit, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.